One of the most important things about dealing in this time is to remind yourself of what you know about perfectionism. And that thing that you know about perfectionism is that it is a curse, because it lands on your particular life and your particular shape in such a way that nothing is ever going to be all right. So in these times, which are by their very nature challenging, upsetting, you will find that you may return to the perfectionistic beliefs in an attempt to make things better. But this is to remind you that perfectionism makes nothing better. It only distorts the acceptance and the love of you where you are, knowing what you know right now, being in your body, being in a loving place with those around you. It distorts that, because when you think about your energy, and perfectionism, of course, goes with fear, which narrows energy. But where then do you relax into your genuine shape? If there is a voice going at you saying, why is this not better? Why have you not conquered this? You know better than this. Why is this not yet in full bloom? Does anyone feel relaxation in that particular manner of presentation? Of course you do not. You cannot possibly. So what you want to really bring into focus is what you are thinking about yourself. What you are thinking about yourself when you are dealing with the things that are happening around you. We are not perfect, of course, and there will always be a situation or a person that brings where we allow ourselves to move to self-doubt. Now, we want to underline this statement again. There will always be situations where we allow ourselves to move to self-doubt. We do not have to move to self-doubt, but when things are challenging, that is very much the road that you were raised on. It is not doing well, and what is the thing that comes after that? Obviously, it is you. Obviously, it is you. Even if what is wrong out here bears no relationship to you or anything you've ever touched or any power that you might have. So what we have to look at is, we know this will come up. Are we going to allow it? Are we going to be able to say, these challenging things happen, and I know this voice comes up. Well, it must be you. It obviously must be your fault. It obviously, perfectionism and all of the nasty words that go with it. But you have a choice here. You can say, I know that pattern. I've heard those voices before, and I will not allow it. I will not allow it. I am going to pull my energy into myself, into my heart. I'm going to allow myself to look at all the things that are happening, to simply look at them, to observe them. And that may include people, perhaps even people who are talking to you in a way that you do not like. But we are going to allow ourselves to look at it, not to throw ourselves into it, not to take responsibility for fixing it, but simply to look at it. And why are we going to do that? We are going to do that so that we can return energy to the place where it belongs. So let us say we have in this corner a critical person. It is like, well, if you had done something different or better, then this wouldn't have happened and it wouldn't have been this and that. And somewhere you know that that is not yours. Somewhere you know that you are not the all-powerful being who could have made whatever this is right for everyone. And so that energy needs to return to the critical person. That critical person needs to have that energy back. They need to hear their own critical voice, and they need to make a decision about what to do with it. So you do not open, you do not take in, you do not embrace, you simply watch. Now, here may be the challenging part. So you have heard about all the things you should have done. And if you were perfect, you obviously would have done them. Here they come, yakety, 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 yakety. And you feel this rising up of, oh no, it must be me. And then you say, oh, I know that voice. And it is not the voice of truth. It is the voice of the patriarchy and of the way I was raised. Something is not right out here. Obviously, it is mine, being the all-powerful being that I am. And remember that, because sometimes the humor of it will help you. Someone is making you responsible for all manner of things that you are not responsible for. And so what we are doing is we are saying, all right, is there any part of this I'm responsible for? Would it have been better if I turned off the light or on the light or opened the jar or closed the jar? And whatever, if there is a piece of it that is ours, we look at that piece. We still do not open to this wrath that is flying around us, but we open to the piece, perhaps we did not put the jar lid on correctly, and that is the only thing we respond to. I will be sure and put the jar lid on next time. Period. End. That is it. That is all that we are going to take in, because there is a difference between the thing we are responsible for and someone else's reaction to that thing and what it is generating in them. We do not take that on. That is not ours. We will put the top on carefully, and that's all. We have now corrected anything that we need to correct, but we are not taking on the emotional response of the person throwing the accusations at us. We simply do not do that. There is a whole series of teachings that are very helpful in this area. We will not bring them all to you tonight, but we want you to start thinking about that. What does this look like if you hear the voice but you do not go with it? And then you stop and you look. And here's a situation where you had absolutely nothing to do with any of it. And yet here comes all of this emotional pushing and demand for perfectionism and upset. Stop it. Do not open to it. Do not take responsibility for it. Silence. In your silence, leave the person who is doing all of this nonsense. Leave them alone with the thing that they are doing. Do not take it in. Leave them alone with it. Do not respond. If you need to excuse yourself to get out of the path of that, then do that. But refuse, please, refuse to take it on. This is where we begin to break the back of some of the patriarchal teachings. When you think about this, how many of you have been floored by something that was either absolutely had nothing to do with you at all, or had a small thing to do with you that you responded to and then ended it. Would you like to have all of the energy back that you felt when things come at you in this way? Because we certainly would love you to have all of that energy back. But if it is gone, the one thing we can do is say, we know what to do in the future. So you should have done this, you should have noted that you should. And it's like, I am stopping, I am watching. I am watching. If this is not mine, I am not opening to it, not embracing it, and I will leave you with the mouth. I will leave you with that energy you are spewing, and we will see how much you enjoy it. So this sounds a bit vengeful. It is not. This is merely a course correction that, in the best of all possible worlds, we would have made years ago. But we are going to make it now. And we understand that it will bring up fears. But we are going to take a few moments and speak about it together. This is actually a teaching of love, because it is teaching you to stay within yourself and to look knowingly at the world without blaming yourself for the state of the world. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. And breathe in the energy of peace and exhale the energy of fear. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe pour into your body, opening your crown to make you able to receive more and receive happily. Feel the golden light cleanse the third eye and allow you to intuitively know more about your life, about your own energy, about the power of respecting that energy wherever it is. Feel the golden light fill your throat center and remove everything that is not respectful of who you are and how you are. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center. And let that golden light nourish your garden and all that you have placed there. Feel the flow of golden light into the solar plexus and let it begin to displace those energies that perfection may have visited upon you that you no longer need to carry. Move them out so that there is a place for feeling you. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace shame and judgment and all of the negative things attached to the old programs. Move them out of your body. You do not need to hold them. Feel the golden light flow into your root and empower the root to make the program, to join the energy in such a way that you are one with your purpose, with what you love and what you are here to create, and that that knowledge rests easily in your body. Bring your attention into your heart center. Look at the beauty and acknowledge it. This is the place where your flowers grow and your comfort lies and your safety and protection is ever in place. And drink from the water in your heart center to refresh anything that may need that refreshment. Look up and see that a path becomes illuminated. And as you walk toward the path and step on the path, release your burden. The path moves you upward. And breathe in the blessings in the air all around you. And let those blessings fill you as the path moves you upward. And you come to a place of solace. This is a place where you gather the energy to soothe and calm any place in you that might be hurt, that might be uneasy, might be weary, and let that solace flow through you and let it flow into the past so that anything in the past that needs comfort is taking this energy in. Now step on the path again and let the path move you upward. Until it brings you to the place of origin. And this is the place where you become who you always were, who you were created to be. And the energy in this place feeds what is authentic, what is loving, what is illuminating exactly where you are. And in this place, remember your power, remember your strength, remember your light. Step on the path and let the path take you to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn again, still breathing in the energy, still knowing that the path is taking you and that you are protected and loved. And let it bring you back to your heart center, seeing the beauty of your heart again. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.